just tell the person Christmas in arrears. Amen. You may be seated then. It's always an honor to be here. I'm happy to meet Dr. and Mrs. Ade again, and wonderful woman of God over there. As usual, I don't come all the time with my wife, but today I said, you know, we could come together, and then we brought an extra person. It's actually our last child. No, God, we have four children, and that's the last one, and hopefully the last. And I've always told my wife, make sure it is the last. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I will introduce for 5 to 10 minutes, then we'll sort out ourselves tomorrow. That's from Matthew chapter 1. Thank you so much, Pastor Fola. You know, you're my favorite church. My wife knows that. So whenever you invite me, we don't even pray. Because the invitation is always, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt go. So always come. Hallelujah. And Dr. Ade is owing us a visit in church in London. So, Doc, we have to talk. Matthew chapter 1, it's actually verse 18 to 25, so I'll read like a few verses and then introduce one or two concepts. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. And I was amazed because when I was driving, I kept hearing, drop this word in their spirits. But it's like Christmas passed 2 days ago, isn't it? But the word of God is not a Christmas word of God. But because we're in the season, it can be relevant, okay? Yeah. This is how the birth of Jesus, of the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. Some of your versions will say engaged to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, take note of that, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly, because that's what the law stipulated. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. Because, I won't go into the details, the angel didn't say, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your fiancée. That's what she was. The angel called her wife when she wasn't yet officially a wife. Just to let you know, before you take a girl home, make sure she is. Someone didn't hear me. Anyhow, that's not my message though. Because what she is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Take note of that. The name of Jesus was Joseph who gave it. The angel instructed him to do it because culturally, he has to do that to be culturally considered the father of the child. But this is what I want to drop in your spirit as we go home. Each time Christmas season comes, surprisingly, we hear a lot about Mary, don't we? We celebrate her. I thank God for that. She's blessed. The angel even told her, blessed art thou amongst women. But very few times, even in Christmas messages growing up, I don't think I ever heard any Christmas message being preached on Joseph. But what I discovered, Doc, is that Isaiah simply said, a virgin will conceive. Culturally in Israel, every young girl ought to be a virgin. You know that?
Yeah.
Good. So there were millions of candidates the angel could have chosen. Mary's peculiarity was not her virginity. There are so many of them. Most of them, you know that. So what made the angel come to Mary? If it wasn't her virginity, because there were so many virgins, therefore, it behooves me, let me speak King James language, to think, could it be that it is the type of man she had that made the angel know that that man can handle what I will do to this woman? Because if Joseph is the wrong man, that vision will be aborted. All he needed to do, divorce her. And the ministry of Jesus is finished from the start. He can't even be Messiah, because he now will carry a stigma. But now, you know, what I want us to do, especially for next year, I'm dropping things in your spirit now. I dropped three things and we go home. Is I heard in my spirit the Lord say, if I can find Josephs for next year, because there are things God wants to do, it will take a Joseph to attract the angels to perform that thing. And mind you, so many things are in store in the spirit realm for next year. And here is Joseph, engaged to his beautiful wife. He's made all the plans. He's been saving, you know, like any man, hoping for the day he will get married. And then this woman comes one day and tells you, I'm pregnant. All right. At times you read the Bible, you read it in a funny way. Whether you're male or female, forget it tonight. Put yourself in the shoe of Joseph. That your wife-to-be comes home and tells you, I am pregnant. What would you do? Now, he's a good man. He doesn't want to disgrace her publicly. But like every other man, there is a question he must ask. Who is the father? Now, if you are Joseph, and the woman says, I was impregnated by the Holy Ghost, can you confirm with me that you would keep that woman? Because if you don't understand, because Joseph is what I call the unsung hero of Christmas. He's the hero nobody talks about. And Mary, just tell us the truth. I won't do anything. I'll keep it private. We'll settle the matter privately. But just be honest. Who is the father of the child? Mary keeps saying, the Holy Ghost. Watch this. Joseph, now being a good man, has two options. Because the law stipulates two options. Either he hands her over to be stoned for adultery, or he writes a bill of divorcement and divorces her quietly. So because he did not want to expose her in shame, he goes for option two, divorce her quietly. And you must understand, Joseph is within the Levitical law in both decisions. Right? Then he sleeps at night. The angel comes to him and says, Joseph, don't divorce her. Can I ask you a question? Do you understand how much of Joseph's dreams and aspirations have been shattered? That all his plans in his life is shattered. But he doesn't understand that behind the shattered dream, God is working something that the world will never recover from. At that moment, he cannot see it. So he decides to divorce her. The angel says, don't divorce her. So my question is, if you were Joseph and God speaks to you, would you have obeyed that voice? Because you see, what you're hearing seems to you like it is the voice of the devil.
That's right.
Because Leviticus has told you, stone her or divorce her. That is why 2017 will be a year that if you don't know God personally to reveal things to you directly, you'll be in a lot of trouble because there'll be so much information out there telling you what to do. And so, he doesn't divorce her. Number two, what is the implication of not divorcing Mary? Is that because they hadn't done the official marriage ceremony like you saw in John chapter 2. So, Joseph now, let's say, adopted the pregnancy. Right? The community actually believed he was the father of the child. So the community concluded that Joseph committed fornication. And because the law of Moses allows that if you sleep with a girl you haven't married, you marry her. So they have no problem with them now going together. But it leaves a stigma. Each time Joseph is walking, they say, look at that man. He couldn't fornicator. He accepts the let me put it this way. He accepts God's problem like his own and does not defend it. Because if it's you and I, we'll say, it's not me. Ask her. Stop blaming me. Ask her. Until everyone knew, he's going there pointing. Look at him. Look at him. Can I ask you a question? Can you suffer some shame to protect the interest of God? Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Okay, I said I'm dropping things in your spirit. Number two, I dropped the third one now. Now Joseph, oh, Lord help Joseph. Joseph now, he's made the decision not to divorce the wife. God has revealed to him, you know, all the implications. He takes the instruction, you know, learns the truth about the fact that the child, you know, is of the Holy Spirit, complies with everything God has said. Are you with me?
Yes.
Bears the shame and gives a name to the child. Now, until now, you feel the pain of Joseph. But watch this. Did Joseph really know the implication of his obedience to God? Do you think he really knew whom that child was? He didn't. When Joseph today looks back at the level of that the Savior of the whole world, God trusted him enough to put that project in his hand, knowing he will not mess it up. Rise up on your feet. Lift up your hand. Say, Lord, now, I don't want you to say, Lord, trust me, because it's not a prayer you just pray like that. But what I want to do tonight is a simple prayer. Lord, have mercy on me with the spirit of Joseph. Now, sincerely, I really don't know how to put this prayer point, to be honest. But I believe that there are people, all right, let me take it out of the circle of Joseph and Mary now. There are people in whose life God will impregnate a mighty vision. And God will bring those people to your life to do the role of a Joseph. What will you do? And today, that's the Jesus we celebrate. That's why scripture didn't say, Paul said in some places that not the Lord didn't reveal to me, but this is me talking. But it still went into the Bible like the word of God, right? Now, scripture didn't say it, but that's why I told you that I may be wrong, that Joseph was the main reason, the angel, yes. I may be wrong, but you understand why I said what I said. Because in terms of virgins, all of them. But in terms of men, who can respond to God like Joseph? And now the Bible concludes by saying this. He says, Joseph did not touch the woman until after she gave birth to Jesus. Listen. That level of self-control, Pastor, you may say, oh, because she was pregnant. No, no. Even when it's after 5-6 months, you start seeing she's pregnant. Matters arising can take place till the eighth month. Am I right? Now, do you know the level of discipline? Scripture says he took her to his house. They are in the same room. Beautiful woman. But for the sake of God, he said, I won't touch you till after you have that baby. Now, you will not understand that level of discipline if you're a woman. So don't even think. For a man to defer for 9 months in the same house with a beautiful man, that's it. Officially his own. Just so that the plan of God. Hey. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, help me. Next year will be a blessing to me. There are things you will sacrifice. There are pleasures you will sacrifice for the sake of God. But at the end of it all, remember, I, Jesus, the Savior of the world, you and I will never comprehend the reward of Joseph in heaven. Trust me. I personally believe, again, Scripture didn't say, that when people are being rewarded for serving God, now, he wasn't a preacher. he's not even an intercessor like Simeon. But I guarantee you, you will see that guy's reward in heaven. Because it's not... Some of you, what God wants you to do are things that people won't even observe it. People won't even notice it. But that's the Savior of the world today. If not of Joseph. Father, bless your word in the hearts of your people. And as we continue along this type of issues tomorrow, help us. In Jesus' name. And let me conclude by saying this now. All God needed was a womb he could borrow. Isn't it? So Mary lent God her womb. All right, I close with a question. You know what my question is? Can God borrow your womb? God bless you. Tomorrow we'll continue. Wow. Ha 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 ha.